Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on, and if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Mark Henry talk about Tony Khan's recent comments about fan criticism to AEW. Also, we talk about the big return of Thunder Rosa with La Mera Mera herself, Thunder Rosa, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. I want to start with Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa was hosting our show on Friday. She does commentary for AEW Collision each and every Saturday. We see the beatdown happening on Abaddon, and then from the announce desk comes Thunder Rosa, and now setting up her first match in well over a year next week on Collision in Texas.
Hey, did you see how she, like, just hurtled and jumped and turned into the ring?
Yeah.
She's feeling better.
Yeah, she's ready.
That's the thing that made me the happiest, is I got to see her move without being careful. You know, when you're in pain, man, you look like, and you ever hear the old, you ever see somebody old stand up or sit down and they
man,
she had none of that.
Yep.
She's, man, she spin and twist and got in that ring and looked like $1 million, man. I love it. I mean, that means she's feeling better.
Yeah, and you know, Sky Blue, Julia Hart, we've talked about it, Mark, that the strides that those two women have made in AEW over the last 5 or 6 months. Abaddon is somebody that's kind of gotten lost in the sauce, but I think being with Thunder Rosa and being in this story is going to bring her to prominence and give her an opportunity and a lot of opportunities for women on Saturday as well. That was a very good show. I actually preferred Collision over Rampage and Dynamite this week, Mark, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what Thunder could do. Man, I'm telling you, it's been a while. She got hurt August of 2022. So, you know, she's been on the shelf now for, you know, 16 months, Mark. So she's got a lot to prove, and I think she's going to prove it next week. So
that's a lot of rust.
That's a lot of rust, and, you know, we'll be watching it, Mark. We'll be watching it. We'll be talking about it on Monday. But I'm really happy for her. And how about the crowd reaction she got, the huge welcome back chant?
Because
we'll talk about it with her when she joins us, Mark. I'm sure, and you've gone through it too, are people going to forget? I've been out. I've been gone. Are people going to forget? It must have felt good.
Are they going to care?
Are they going to care? That's a great point, Mark.
Dave, I got two things about what you just said, though. Like, Abaddon, she did get lost in the sauce, but Abaddon is back.
Yeah.
The last 3 weeks, the matches she had got plenty of attention. unbelievable. The match she had with Adora 2 weeks ago, Trish Adora, really good. Like, she's got the attention of the world. And she's got a look, Dave, that very few wrestlers throughout history have had, like, these dominating looks where you, like, you don't confuse them with nobody else. George the Animal Steel.
Yep.
Like, when you saw George the Animal Steel the first time, you saw him every time. That was the same guy. And they got your attention. Abaddon gets my attention. And her work is fantastic. So, thank God that she's back. She's injury free. Like, the women's division at AEW is on the uptrend. Wow. Man, I'm so proud of Julia. Sky Blue has, her work has gotten significantly better. And not that she ever was a slouch, but, like, you can see the light bulb on. You know, like, they're just bright. They're thinking on the fly without any hesitation or without anybody prompting them. They just go out there and they know what to do now. And I mean, Abaddon adding to that equation. Chris Statlander is as good as she's ever been. Willow is one of the most welcome additions in the last year and a half. I mean, it's just, man, I'm very happy for all of those women.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think AEW right now needs their women's division to be strong. A lot of people have been critical about the use of the women. Saturday was a strong night for the women's division in AEW. And when I say that they need that women's division right now, you know, we're seeing the injury bug hitting AEW again. And now with, you know, Kenny Omega is going to be out for a significant amount of time, and diverticulitis, and from all reports, he was in a lot of pain on Wednesday when he was cutting that promo with Chris Jericho. Mark, you know, it seems like he's going to be out for a while, and these things happen, and they seem to happen to AEW recently a lot with Adam Cole going down, and, you know, and him being in a significant story with MJF. I feel like right now this is a perfect opportunity for AEW to elevate that women's division, and Saturday was a good sign that that's exactly what they're going to do.
You're 100% correct. 100% correct.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And also, Mark, Saturday was a good way to end the week for AEW. We seem to talk about this a lot, and I want to get your take on it because I know something happened to you over the weekend as well when it comes to this conversation. I was very critical of AEW, the way they used the Von Erichs on Wednesday on Dynamite. Obviously, they used the Von Erichs on Rampage and then used them at Final Battle, which you were a part of on Friday night, Ring of Honor Final Battle, Mark, which was one hell of a show. But somebody's got to tell Tony Khan that there's going to be criticism, and that's part of the job. I mean, Mark, when you and I finish a show, and I'm sure when we finish the show today, there are going to be people that love the show, and there's going to be people that want to make a remark or say something about something that I had said, or I can ask a question on social media and somebody's going to, you know, for the lack of a better word, a jerk on social media. It is what it is. That's what social media is. There is no filter when it comes to social media. You got to take the good with the bad. And I feel like sometimes Tony Khan is a little bit too sensitive. And I'm going to...
He's human.
Yeah.
He's human. And Dave, I'm human too. And I know I always say I'm different, but I'm human. I get frustrated. Especially with people, Tony senses the fact that the people are taking shots at him and his company. That's his baby. That's his child. If somebody says something about your daughter, you would be furious. And we're entitled to our opinions. We're entitled to be upset with people that make judgments on us when they're not qualified to make a judgment, one. And two, when they do make a judgment, it's based off the emotion that we want from you. And as far as what people are saying, I don't want to give credence to the people. I don't want to give any light to those people that criticize. But I will answer the criticism, especially if it's wrong. And if it's an opinion, I can take it. That's just your opinion. But don't make a judgment call like you're overqualified to make a decision about me or about my work or about my company, and you've never been there before. I don't look at you as being an expert on the matter. Dave, this is your life. If I was wrestling and I didn't know you, and you made a comment about my work or about my body or about, you know, my effort, I would look at myself first, because you're an expert. I could take that criticism. And then I would probably find you and call you and say, hey, man, like, won't you call me and tell me first? Send me a message on social media personally, and then we can discuss it, and then maybe we can make a bid out of it. Maybe we can talk about it on the air. Like, some people are cowards. They won't do that. The people that make judgments on Tony Khan, they can get a hold of him. At least there's one person that I saw. He could have got a hold of Tony and said, hey, man, what do you think about this? And Tony could have told him, I appreciate your call, but thanks. He could have.
All right, so this is an interesting topic, and I also want to throw it out to the Busted Open Nation as well, 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93, because let's go back to Friday and Final Battle, because in the media scrum afterwards, somebody asked about the criticism towards AEW, and this was Tony Khan's response.
To be AEW is to be under constant attack. You do a great show, and the next day somebody's saying something negative. You do five great shows in a row, somebody says something negative. You break the ticket record for the most tickets ever sold for any wrestling show in the history of the world, and somebody has something bad to say about it. I just, at this point, I don't worry about it. We just need to go out and do great shows week after week like we did. We were the number one show on cable this week on Wednesday. We beat every single show on TV on Wednesday out of hundreds and hundreds of shows across hundreds of networks. And we continue doing it, and everybody who works here is going to be in good position.
All right. So hearing that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with what Tony Khan had to say. Even that got a lot of criticism, from fans. I can.
You know why? I'm going to tell
you
why, Dave.
Go ahead.
Because Vince never answered the critics. Vince told you what it was, gave you the product, and then said, take it or leave it. Tony and Vince are different people. Tony is not only a good boss, but Tony is a fan of the people. He loves the fans because he was one. And him at his absolute most critical point, Tony would have never did that. So he's offended when a fan does that. But I think that as AEW gets 10 years old, 15 years old, Tony will lose that. He's entitled to his feeling about his child. 100%. And the people that incite a riot, I just would hope that somebody would say, Tony, that person is irrelevant. They're just trying to burn the world down. They're trying to incite a riot. They just want to get some attention using you. Please stay general. respond, the information that he just gave, perfect. That was perfect. But when you make it personal, or you say something to somebody, or you answer an individual criticism, now you've played into their side of the court. And I just hope that the smart people around him help protect him more.
And I don't, like, again, that comment that he made after Final Battle, I agree with it. I can understand it's got to be a weight and it's got to be exhausting when you're like, hey, I just had a great show and I feel like it was a great show. And then you go to social media and people are criticizing it. But that's just the way social media is. You know that, Mark. It's a lot of negativity.
And
it's fine.
They're attackers.
But you got to filter through that. You got to take the positive for what it is, and you got to take the negative for what it is. But I like in that circumstance, I understand where Tony Khan is coming from, and I understand the frustration. But you just mentioned about the personal attacks, and this is one that I would bring up where I think Tony Khan is in the wrong. And I want to get your opinion on it, and then I want to get the take of the nation as well. Now, Tony Khan, after Collision on Saturday, tweeted out, AEW fans, how are you feeling? And Disco Inferno, who's got a podcast and is you know, very busy on social media and online, he responded by saying, like the show, he answered that question from Tony Khan with his response, like the show needs a reset. Now, that's his opinion. You know, obviously he right. didn't like Collision for whatever reason. He feels like AEW needs to reset. Tony Khan responded to that tweet by saying, the belief that you're an irrelevant parasite unites the entire pro wrestling community. So calling him an irrelevant parasite. Why are you going there? You're the owner and president of AEW. You can't, first of all, Mark, I'll say this, and something that a lot of people agree with me and maybe even more people disagreed with me about. You know, I was very critical of The Rock when he came back on SmackDown and went on Pat McAfee's show and talked about WrestleMania because I thought he was disrespectful to Cody and I thought he was disrespectful for what the WWE was doing at that time. That was my opinion. Not saying it's 100% right. That's my opinion.
Based off emotion, again.
Yes, and my fandom.
Because your love and fandom for Cody.
Yes. Now, Disco Inferno responded and said that my take and my opinion was horrible. I saw that, and I was like, okay, that's his take. Like, a lot of people then were saying to me, well, are you going to fire back? I go, why would I fire back? Like, that's his opinion. As a matter of fact, there were people on this show that had the same opinion about what I said as Disco Inferno did. That's fine. Everybody's going to have their opinion. Disco Inferno was just giving his opinion. There was no reason right. for Tony Khan to respond to that and respond to it the way that he did. Leave it alone. It's just somebody's opinion. They don't like your show.
Dave,
that's it.
You heard what I said. He's human. He's got emotions. And he's proud of his fucking work. And when you criticize and say something sucked or it was needs a reset or whatever, you take offense to it. You just have to have people around you that go, Tony, let me handle it. Let me handle it. You? Okay, we got it. Let me handle it.
Yeah.
Let me take the heat. Let me do the criticism. Like, we got to protect him more. And if I'm not on social media as strong as everybody else is, because I spend my time with my family. I spend my time with work when I'm doing my work. When I prep, my wife will tell you, man, my head will be down at my phone or at my computer watching wrestling all week long. Going through the important people, respectable people's sites, and reading what they're talking about, and then going back and trying to find out where to see what they were talking about. And then sometimes I'll just call you. Dave, what's going on with so-and-so? Because I know you know. And that's where AEW has to do a better job. They got some smart people walking around there that are on social media 24 hours a day. Let them handle it.
Yeah, because Mark, if I saw you fighting with a fan, if like somebody, like let's just say today, this show is over and somebody on Twitter said, you know, Mark said, hey, how did you like Busted Open today? And somebody said, I thought it was terrible. I thought it was a terrible show. And then you went after that person and called them something, called them name or something. Mark, I would pick up the phone. I would call you, Mark. And I'd be like, Mark, you're above this. Like, that's just some, listen, that person didn't like the show, but there was thousands of people who really did enjoy today's show. That's that person's opinion. You're not going to change that person's opinion. They didn't like it for whatever reason. Let it go and move on. It's one person's opinion about a job that you did. I know that you did a good job. I would say you're above it. Like, somebody's got to go to Tony Khan and be like, Tony, you have your plan in place. You have your vision of what you want this company to be. It's your money behind the company. So you're the man. So hopefully you get people's take that are in your circle that, you know, are going to give you fair criticism and tell you and be honest with you. But you can't fire back at everybody that doesn't like your product. That's just going to happen.
Yeah. You're going to waste time.
Put the phone down. Tony, put the phone down. Don't look at social media.
So you're telling them to Herm Edwards?
Yeah.
You're telling them to Herm Edwards?
Tell them to Herm
Edwards. It's okay to write it down. It's okay to type it out. It's okay to exercise the demon, to get your thought out. Just don't press in. I love Herm Edwards.
I mean, but it's anything like a movie critic. Like, there's hundreds and hundreds of people that are going to see The Iron Claw on Friday, because The Iron Claw comes out on Friday.
It's going to take some hits.
And there's going to be critics that aren't going to like it. Do you think the director of the movie is going to pick up the phone and say, why didn't you like my movie? No. Like, there's going to be critics that don't like it, and there's going to be critics that love it. You got to take the positives with the negatives and the negatives with the positives. And it's early on. You can't let it affect you, because if you let it affect you like this, it's going to eat you up. And then by you going on social media, Mark, and fighting with people, then your fans think that that's okay to do too. And you're just adding fuel to the fire because the fans are going to follow your lead. You're the leader. You're the guy in charge. You're the man. You're at the top of the pyramid. So if you act a certain way, it's a trickle-down effect. Then everybody's going to act that way. Mark, I like Tony Khan. Tony Khan used to come on here every week. Doesn't anymore for whatever reason, but he used to come on here every week, and I enjoyed our conversations. I got a lot of heat, Mark, when we would do those spots with Tony Khan, because people would say to me, oh, my God, you must be on AEW's
payroll. You're on the payroll.
You let Tony Khan come on here and promote a show. I go, yeah, I let Tony Khan come on here and promote a show. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
It adds validation to AEW, and it adds validation to Busted Open.
Now, for whatever
reason. What's the problem in that?
For whatever reason, he doesn't come on anymore. I wish I knew why, because he's always got a welcome door policy to come on the show. He chooses not to, which I think is a mistake, but that's his decision.
I think it's because of Paul.
Yeah, maybe. Paul, our producer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After all, he did tell y'all to shut up.
Yeah, he told us to shut up on Friday. I went out for everybody to hear on Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on, and if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Son of a bitch.
Bless his heart.
Son of a bitch. But am I wrong, Mark? Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. You're right. And I feel like that, like I said, though, we're human, we're emotional, and we want to defend ourselves. I would be sitting here at a pot calling the kettle black if I said that Tony Khan was wrong, because just yesterday, Dave, I responded to the guy. I'm gonna call him Joe. No, I'm gonna call him Concrete for Brains. Concrete for Brains said, you would think that with Big Mark Henry working for AEW, he would discuss his own company. Well, Concrete for Brains.
Well, wait, really quick, Mark, before you go, that was in response because you and Denise were talking about Carmelo Hayes from SmackDown on Friday night. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. And listen, I can pay a compliment to a wrestler that doesn't work for AEW. I do it every week. Just because you just now getting to the party and heard that, like, wise up. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, Dave, to have somebody make a comment or a judgment about you, and they don't even know you. They don't even know what you do for a living, really. So that being said, I'm going to leave it right there. I did respond. And, you know, like, I said it, Concrete for Brains. I'm an analyst on SiriusXM Radio, the number one show and podcast concerning pro wrestling. While you're kissing ass to the company that may not even know you exist, who I'm sure doesn't know you exist, and trying to shit disturb for me, I watch 15 hours of wrestling a week. 6 hours of AEW programming, all but Collision is live. You cannot sit here and tell me that I'm not doing the right thing when I discuss what I'm doing, because it's my job. I get a check every week. And if I don't get my check, it's going to be a problem. I'm a Debo. I'm going to come down to SiriusXM on that riggedy beach bike. It's going to be going, and they're going to be like, hey, man, hide your chain. Debo's coming. But I'm joking. But I'm just saying, like, it's my job to talk about wrestlers. If they're doing good or doing bad, I have to say it. Otherwise, where's my credibility?
I agree with you. First of all, whoever tweeted that was wrong, because you talk about all companies, you talk about everybody. That's what you do here on Busted Open. That person's wrong. And also, the other thing that makes it a little bit different than like the Tony Khan situation is Disco Inferno was making, you know, his opinion about the show. This guy was making a personal attack on you. So that's I understand true. You being angry and frustrated. I still would have probably told you if you would have asked me, should I send on this? I'd probably been like, it's not worth the effort. Don't send it. You did send it. But I understand because that was more of a personal attack on you and your credibility.
Emotional human.
That's it.
I'm going to make another shirt, Dave. I'm emotional. Be careful.
You're special and you're emotional.
Be careful.
That's Mark Henry.
It can happen at any time. I can hit the nuke button. Dave, I can hit the nuke button.
I know. I would never want to see you angry, Mark.
Oh, my gosh.
I would never want to see you angry.
Dave, yes. I love talking to you, man.
I love talking to you too, Mark.
You complete me.
Mark, yeah, I'm going to see you on Wednesday. We got our show on Wednesday. Again, it's filled. But don't worry. We are going to stream our Busties live on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. We're going to stream it live at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So I can't wait for the nation to do this. The first time we've ever done this, Mark. We're going to stream live on YouTube on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern time for our Busties and for our holiday party. So that's very, very special. Also, Mark.
Are we going to be set up in a fishbowl?
Yes, we're going to be in a fishbowl.
Holy cow.
And
guys, for y'all that don't know, like, the fishbowl is where all the stars go when they come to New York City. And just the thought of having Dave's baby busted open in that place means success.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy about it. I'm very, very happy about it.
Congratulations, Dave.
Also, Mark, I want to thank you as well because on February 10th, I'm doing a show at the Gramercy Theater, first ever La Greca live show. I'm going to be doing a live laminated list for the nation. You're going to be there, Mark. Tommy's going to be there. Bully's going to be there. Tasha Steeles is going to be there. I'm actually going to be on ESPN Radio in New York tomorrow and the Yes Network tomorrow to promote it on my brother's show. My brother Don is going to be there as well. And those tickets are available right now. Go to Ticketmaster.com and be a part of what I think is going to be just an amazing. I guarantee you, and tickets are cheap. If you join us on February 10th, go to Ticketmaster.com right now and buy a ticket at the Gramercy Theater in Manhattan. Mark, it's going to be a special night. We never let the nation down.
I'm going to bring a surprise too.
Are you?
Yeah. You better tell your fan base, the people that's coming to the show, there's going to be a special surprise.
All right, so a lot. We got the show on Wednesday, streaming live on YouTube, February 10th. We're going to be live at the Gramercy Theater in New York City, La Greca Live, La Greca's laminated list live. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here. And with the NFL season underway, I am thrilled to announce that my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, will be dropping 3 times a week. On Mondays, we're going to recap the most interesting stories to come out of the NFL weekend. Wednesdays are going to be for a bit of a deeper discussion. And on Fridays, we're going to bring you the best of my SiriusXM fantasy show with the great Michael Fabiano, Fantasy Dirt. So please, subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
He's back!
Welcome back to Thunder Rosa and Thunder. It was great seeing you on Collision. First time we saw you in the ring since August of 2022, and you're back, and wow, what a moment on Saturday night. Must have felt great.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. 500 days to be away from the ring, but I want to make it very clear, and Mark, and you know, I never really, really left. You know this. I was always on people's minds. I was always on, you know, trending on Twitter. I've always been here. I've been surrounded by people that love me, but that people that help me, like you, Mark, all my friends, my family, my community. I also, never really left. I was on Busted Open talking about the women's division.
Yeah.
I was in commentary that you guys didn't see me. And that's one of the things that people were like, oh, she was in commentary. I've been working in commentary for the Spanish table since February of this year. I've been working at AEW tirelessly representing the women's division as much as I could in Mexico, talking to athletes in America, talking to other athletes, you know, in my singing. I've been doing a lot that is not necessarily being in the ring. That was the next step this year. That was like my last thing that I wanted to do was to come back in the ring, because it's very important. It's very important because that's like a big way, a big platform for me to represent my people, to tell my people that it is okay, you know, that have setbacks, but really to fight back and get back in there. You know,
so you look good coming back. The thing that I noticed the most is what I told Dave before you came on, is you twisted and turned without any hesitation. So you must really be feeling better. Your movement was really, really nice.
Well, I've been training since August of this year in the ring, little by little, because it's a progression, right? I have videos, my people on Patreon, who, if you haven't subscribed to Patreon, you can see my whole entire journey, because I put everything on Patreon. I don't put it on like my social medias that are in free access. And you can see like the change in my body and the change in my mobility. It was difficult at first to come back and like, because I was scared. I'm not going to lie. I was a little scared because you're coming from a back injury that didn't allow you to like do like side jumping, jump, run, and stuff like that. And then some of the things that you have to relearn again. But again, it's like, this is the process that I feel that I will inspire men, women, little girls, that if you have a disability or you have something, that shouldn't stop you from, you know, achieving your dreams.
You know, Thunder, and we've talked about this a lot. Obviously, you've been hosting with us since last July, since July of 2022. And you know, we knew one day you're going to be coming back, and it's got to be stressful not knowing how the crowd is going to react to you when you come back. You came back, big pop from the crowd, huge welcome back chant when you were in the ring. How did that feel on Saturday? Because again, I'm sure it had to go through your mind, like, are they going to remember me? Are they going to care? It seemed like they remembered. It seemed like they cared on Saturday.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of worried about botching that jump. I was like, oh, we got to fall.
you jumped successfully.
I really jumped. You know, I think for me, I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie, because it's been, like you said, 500 days. And so much has happened during that time. There's been so much change in the women's division. The new people that are, the new stars, you know, have arisen. And I was just kind of like in the background, right, for a long time. And it's just like, it was hard for me to, at the beginning, just to take that step. But but at the end, I learned that it was important for me to take that role and to really learn about absolutely everybody in the ring. So by the moment, when it came my moment, people were going to know I was coming back. And I know this is the question that everybody, when are you coming back? And I said, everybody's know when I'm coming back. Everybody's going to know when I'm coming back. And even though I completely look different, I came in without face paint, you know, with a full set of hair. And like, people were like, I didn't know it's you until you turn around. It's you. Like, it took me 500 days to be able to recuperate, you know, and to like really find myself as a person, to physically, mentally, and spiritually heal. And like to face these fears of like maybe the rejection, if people rejected me, people were going to boo me. But the important part is like, even though I was afraid and even though like I had those doubts, I never doubted myself, that I still have it. And I also stopped listening to those who don't like me, who don't want me to be successful, because I really love how to love myself as a person. And you know, and you've seen this, David, and you guys have heard me every week consistently talk about this and encourage everybody to do the same.
We talked about that before you came on today. That's been the majority of the show, is dealing with criticism. My son Jacob, man, there's nothing, there's not a sweeter kid in this world. And all the criticism and the racism and the bad talk, the people that have no dog in the fight have something to say. So, and even listening to some of the critics about Dave, Dave don't respond because Dave is like, the hell with them people. I mean, you're not giving no life to them. But he's not as emotional, I think, as you and I, Thunder.
No.
Like, we take shit very personal. I'm sensitive as hell, man, to a fault. Like, it's bad. I'm not going to lie. I'm sensitive. And people can say whatever they want to. But know that I'm going to call your ass out, and I'm going to be angry with you. And I know for a fact that if you saw me in the street and you had that gripe, you would not bring it to me. You wouldn't do it. So you cowards, you spot pickers, you pick who you want to mess with from real far away, your sniper rifle shit talkers. Y'all don't count. I want the people that's got the snub nose. I want you to come right up close and personal and shoot at me. Don't shoot at me from far away. And Thunder, you've dealt with it inside and outside. Like, now you came back smelling like a rose. Like, now it's, I can't wait to see you get in there and integrate with what's going on right now, because this is the most excited I've been about the women's division in a long time. So I know what you're going to bring to the table. Go get them.
I think what Mark said, Thunder, is 100% right. This is how you prove the critics wrong, is by what you did on Saturday. So all that shit talk for, you know, 500 days, it doesn't mean anything, because at the end of the day, you're back in the ring in the great state of Texas with an arena full of people chanting welcome back. Like, that's all that really matters. And Thunder, let's face it. Like, I know what you've been through. Like, you know, I know you're not just a coworker, you're my friend. And I know it hurt you because you are hurting physically. There's nothing worse than being hurt physically and then having to deal with the mental trauma because people are doubting you and people think that what you're doing isn't 100% genuine. We know that it was, and we know that your goal was always to get back. And no matter what happens, you had that moment on Saturday. And now I can't wait. Now they gave me a reason to tune into Collision next Saturday, because now I want to see this match. Like, that's the ultimate win. So it does, all that other bullshit is just static. It's just white noise. Because at the end of the day, you're back where you should be, in the ring, in AEW. So I know that you overcame, and that you've been able to answer all your critics. You did that on Saturday, but now's the next step, because now you got an actual match.
Is the real step, and yeah, absolutely, David. Like, you and Mark know this, and all my Thunder Army knows this. Like, even though, like, I was in pain, like, I confirm, like, every day that I have a very strong conviction to be one of the best wrestlers when I return in the whole world. And I will give my everything every time I step in the ring. And it was a process in where I have to redefine and reconstruct myself and really find that new person that is Thunder Rosa, because she was gone for so long, David. She died that last match that I have when I defended the title. That's the last time that other Thunder Rosa was alive. And she went through a journey in the valleys of death. Seriously, a real journey in the valleys of death, and where I could not find Thunder Rosa. But in the last couple of months, she started resurfacing, and she started resurfacing in a different way. But again, is this time, my actions are going to speak louder than my words. I'm going to put the money where my mouth is at, you know? Like, I'm done talking. It's all about actions. And I'm starting cursing. And I have showed... the last 500 days, David, that I did that. I represented women. I empower women all over the country, all over the world, when possible, and represent AEW with respect, and always like I was telling my coworkers this week, I'm so proud of every single one of them. It just makes me emotional because they have worked so hard this last year with, you know, despite all the criticism that I always receive. All of them, when I see them in the locker room, they're all eager to be in the ring. They're all eager to have more time on TV. They're all eager for storylines. They had an amazing match this Saturday, this Texas Street Fight. Those women work so hard, David, so hard. And I'm proud of every single one of them. I'm so proud of Julia Hart. Like, she's like one of the sweetest and nicest person. And now she's on top. Chris Statlander, Sky Blue, Abaddon, Sheeta, Mercedes Martinez, Diamante, like they're able to shine on Collision. This is like Saturday has been a breath of fresh air for some of us that have not been able to be on the spotlight, you know, and the little time that they get, they make the best out of it. And it's so important that people understand I never left. I was always here, you know, cheering for my peers, representing my people on the and the commentary table in Spanish. And that is so important to me. And now that I'm back, I will continue to represent my people, and I'll continue to represent the Hispanic women and children so they can see that there's somebody like them that is successful and that has overcome all this BS and still has a smile and it still says, I'm La Mera Mera, and it's not a moniker. I am really La Mera Mera.
Love it.
Goldilocks.
I love it. Yeah, the new look. And Thunder, we opened up the show. We started today's show talking about your return on Saturday. And you know, AEW's gotten a lot of criticism about the use of women. Ring of Honor Friday night, the main event, Billy Starks and Athena. What a great match at Final Battle on Friday night. And then Saturday, the women really dominated that show on Saturday in Collision. Not just in matches, but also in stories and making you want to tune in the next week to see what the story progression is going to be. In case in point with you and Abaddon. That's a big jump forward. That's a big leap forward. And a lot of momentum for that women's division coming off this past weekend, Thunder.
I really hope so. Athena and Billy have done a tremendous job on ROH. Like, that is one of the best things that are happening in ROH. Athena has shine for over a year and has helped so many women in every match that she has with them. She's one of the toughest competitors I ever been in the ring. And I cannot wait when there's an opportunity for her to jump into Collision or even me jumping into ROH and have a banger of a match. Like, that's one of the things that I keep praying to God that this happens. And Billy, like, she's a sweetheart. Another person that is such a sweetheart. Yeah. She's so blessed and happy to have the opportunities that she has had in the last year. A lot of these women that I'm working with, they're humble, caring women. And then I'm telling you, we empower each other every time. When somebody's down and we see it, we try to help each other in the ring and outside of the ring too, which has been such a beautiful change in the last couple months. And I have enjoyed coming to work into Collision. Dasha always putting us over during the breaks to Alvaro and I, which is so important. And I'm, like I said, I'm ready for the next step, David. I'm ready to get back in the ring. I'm ready to show myself and my people and all of those that believe in me that we're going to finish our story the way that we want to finish the story. And the way that I should have finished the story. But unfortunately, because of an injury, I wasn't able to do that. But I haven't changed, but the core of me hasn't changed. I'm still humble. I'm still ready. I'm still a hardworking person. And I'm going to work just as hard or even more than before. Because there's a lot more people that are relying on me to be successful. So, you know, they can see that it's possible.
You know, Thunder, we just have about 2 minutes before we get to the end of the hour. But the one question I want to ask you, because I know how hard you fought, and I knew this moment was going to happen on Saturday. It wasn't a surprise to me. I know how difficult these last 500 days were for you. Are they in your rearview mirror, or are you always going to remember that? And is that going to be kind of like, I don't know, the quest for you is to squash all those doubters during this time period? Or is this just in your rearview mirror and now you're just moving forward?
I always forget, but never forget, brother.
Okay.
And those moments, that's what, you know, they forge who I am now as a person, as a wrestler, and what I want in the future. And like I told you, what I want in the future is continue to empower women and so many other aspects. And wrestling is the platform that I need to do that. So there are certain things, and I can tell you this with all sincerity, it was hard for me to step in the ring today on Saturday.
But you're still here.
But I still did it, you know?
You are still here. And you know what? You, Jamie Hayter, y'all are going to heal up and have healed up. And I look forward to seeing her come back too. And y'all can rule the women's division. So
yeah,
we're gonna cry now. And we're gonna
I'm not gonna cry now. I'm gonna cry gonna after embrace. The match on Saturday. Get your tickets at awtix.com. Yes. They just open new sections too. So Mark is gonna be doing PR all this week. I did PR for the last 2 weeks. And I was talking to a bunch of people yesterday. I went to a community project yesterday to raise money for an organization here. And there was like 10 people that were already going to AEW, and they knew who I was. So I'm going to go and promote myself like this week. It's so important that you guys show up and really buy tickets and show up.
I'm going to be doing the media starting on Monday. Hey. I'll start on Tuesday.
Tomorrow? Morning. Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow morning that starts. So by Saturday, whoo!
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on, and if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.